Welcome to Woke Again, guys. This is Isabella here, your host. Today we're going to be talking about a topic I've been wanting to talk with you guys about, and I've been wanting to do a podcast, and here we are. Thank you for making this happen. Thank you. So this we're talking about subliminal messages. Okay, subliminal messages. Now, I want you to listen closely because this topic is fucking nuts. Like, it's crazy. First of all, subliminal messages are everywhere. They're in your social media. They're in the stores where you shop. They're on television, on the radio, magazines. They're everywhere. But one big thing that they use in subliminal messages for nowadays, for pretty much everything and anything, is the music industry. Guys, the music industry is so fucking dark. I could go on and on about how dark the music industry is and what honestly what happens behind the scenes of it all, because they only show you the sweet life, but they don't show you behind the scenes of what really goes on behind the curtains and who are really the puppet masters of the music industry. And the message behind it all is even darker than you guys could ever even fucking imagine. So let's get into it. And here we're going to be talking about subliminals. So what is subliminals? Like, what are we talking about when we mean subliminals? So what it is, it's messages or visualized or auditory simulation that goes to the conscious mind, but it cannot perceive it. So it's often inserted into other media such as TV commercials or songs. So it's pretty much sending your brain a message. For example, when you watch TV and, you know, a commercial pops up for Starbucks, you're like, a Starbucks sounds really good right now. They just subliminized a message to you, which is, hey, go buy a Starbucks, a Frappuccino, here you go, it's so delicious. They describe it and it looks so good, and it just makes you want to go out and buy it. That is a subliminal message because they insert that into your mind. Okay, keep that in mind. That rhymed. Ugh, I'm such a weirdo. But happy Sunday, guys, and happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the mothers that are listening to this podcast. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day. You guys are special. We love you. We love mothers. We love all mamas. Anyways, continuing on, I'm going to be showing you a few songs that have subliminal messages, and it's fucking insane. Like, I cannot, you guys have to hear it with me, okay? The first one that I want to show you guys, it's a song you all heard a few months ago, like probably a year ago. I don't know when this was released. I don't listen to the new rap. I stick to the old school, you know. I'm pretty old school. I don't fuck with the new rap. I'm sorry. That's just it. So let's get to it. The first song is going to be Bad and Bougie by, I think it's Migos. I'm not sure of the artist. I know. Forgive me. I don't keep up with the young crowd. Anyways, you're going to be listening to some of the lyrics that they say backwards, and it's so fucking crazy. Okay, y'all ready to hear this with me? Okay, hold on. Oh, my bad. We were supposed to go a little bit more backwards. That was another song. Okay, but let's get into it. Listen to this one. Okay, in a second, I will go ahead and turn it backwards. I don't know if you guys heard that, but he just said I was sucking dick. And I just heard a lot of, you know, I don't want to say that word. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But it was just saying some really vulgar-ass words. And if you want to go see it for yourself or hear it, all you have to do is just type it on YouTube. Subliminal messages on certain songs and they will come up. But Okay, now we know what goes on really behind those scenes for males, because a lot of the music industry talks about the females, you know, I guess they're committing themselves, but I've never heard of a male committing himself to, you know, satanic, because that's what mainly in the music industry, there's so many subliminal messages that are satanic, because that's their agenda. I have no proof over this, but I know that I've heard so many people say it, that we live in a very satanic music industry, and a lot of people who are artists, when they sign on to record labels, I guess you could say you're pretty much signing away your soul to the devil. So yeah, I don't want to say it's a fact, but because I don't want to, you know, get in trouble, but I want to say that it kind of makes sense, it kind of connects the dots when you really think about it, and you put a thought into it, it makes you really think beyond the rabbit hole and be like, shit, okay, I see here that, you know, they're just trying to send messages out, they're advertising things that are related to Satanism. And not only that, but there it goes so much further than the music industry, guys. It goes way further than that. It goes on to religion. Definitely religion. It goes also to anything that we can pretty much see with our eyes or hear. Our phones, too, you know. But that's for another podcast. Today we're just going to be talking about subliminal messages. For the meantime, let's hear another one. Another one you guys might pretty much know. Hold on. Let's see what this one says. I'm not sure what song this is, but it just keeps saying We Family backwards. We'll have bats together, we all family. Okay, there could be so many meanings to what they just said backwards, that we bait together, we all family. So there could be so many meanings behind that, but in my mind, all I keep seeing is them bathing in, like, some weird ritual blood shit. That's what I see in my head, but like I said, let's keep an open mind here, guys. We gotta keep a woke, open mind, because what you see is really an illusion. It's all an illusion here. Unplug yourself from the matrix, take a look at the illusion that they have to us, and you will see that it really is, it all makes sense in a way if you really open your mind, like I said. Okay, so yeah, that could mean that, or that could mean something else, you know, but come on, they all bathe together. Who bathes together? All of you guys right there in the video, because you guys just keep hugging each other. You know how guys do it in the videos, they like to hug each other and just be like squatting up, moving back and forth. I don't know how to explain it. Let's see what other things they say. I make you worship. My soul will worship. I always worship. Okay, that just confirms everything for me, that they worship, not the good type of worship, but the bad kind. Okay, that's how you know. I'm just gonna leave it here, that all this crazy new music that's coming out is pretty much subliminal as fuck. Like, subliminal. Like, now I just wanna go and see all these types of new songs that are out, because like that Gucci Gang song, like, what the fuck? Gucci Gang, like, You just keep repeating that backwards. Now I want to, now I'm so curious to know what it means backwards. Like, what? Okay. Let's try another song. Not a rap one. Let's not say rap one, but let's another one. Let's do, what's this? What's this? Never Give Up by Rihanna. Okay, let's hear Rihanna. Riri. Run Your Mouth backwards. Just keep saying that. Run. Rihanna, run. Come on, Rihanna. Oh, this is a really creepy video. This is a song by Rihanna called Never Give Up or something like that. This is it backwards. This is Speed Up. It didn't have anything that subliminal in it, but you could clearly hear certain things when you see hear these songs backwards, all these popular songs. I really want to play a few more for you that are better. Really, like, cool stuff. Any other songs? What any other song? Okay, guys. Oh my god, I'm not gonna try to get so scared, but I'm kinda scared. Oh my god. Okay. Hey. It's your boy, Ray. My man. Okay. Let's try to get into a subliminal song. Let's hear it. We're just gonna do a random song now. Oh God, no, Justin Bieber. Y'all remember this annoying song? Now backwards. Oh, I'm the evil one. Your shirts.
War.
Let me in. Let me in.
This might be real. Some of these are real. Don't be fooled. This is not an accident.
Oh, I know.
Just as a young leader of Illuminati. Is he really?
Is he?
Damn. You can't deny the evidence.
Okay, the Beatles,
I mean,
now.
Low key, it kind of sounds like he was saying those things, though.
Right? Oh, I heard this one. By the Beatles, it's Turn Me Inside Out. No doubt.
Remember this song?
Oh my god.
Yo, I'm starting to get chills, man.
Same.
Love who?
Satan masturbate. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. Now it just really gives me. Now I just for sure want to know. Like, I for sure now know that we are living in a world where music is literally around and evolved into not music anymore, that we what we used to hear people talk about, but now it's just more satanic worshiping. This is crazy. This is just brings a whole nother perspective to my mind of music. Like, whenever, now that I hear all of this crap, I don't even want to listen to these songs ever. Like, maybe not ever, but maybe I'll just start listening to songs without words, because shit. Literally, what if they're converting us to Satanism when we don't even know it? Like, this is all could be just, like, mantras, or not mantras, but, like, chants. We could be literally chanting for Satan, and we don't even know it. Like, we don't even know if this is really, if they're, those words really mean what they mean. Words have a really strong, they have a strong manifestation. When you say something, it will happen. So, like, fuck, it makes me really connect to the law of attraction and what they really want. And it's like, that's it, only attracting bad vibes to you. Damn. Well, we just learned something, guys. Be careful what you're listening to, because they could be converting you to chanting something bad. So keep your open minds rolling all the time. Well, anyways, guys, I will go ahead and try to do a better podcast. This is just my first podcast, guys. But thank you so much for joining me and sticking around to my really disoriented voice right now, because I'm kind of sick. And also because I don't know what I'm doing, guys. But this is so much fun. I had so much fun with you guys. I'm sorry if I'm mumbling and just keep going on, or just keep stuttering. I'm so sorry. I'm just a little nervous, but I really wanted to share and just have fun with this podcast. So next time, I will surely do better, and it will be a better episode. Until next time, love you. Please keep listening and keep in touch with Woke Gang. As always, love y'all. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Woke Gang Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Escatel. Today, we're going to be talking about a new topic that's been surfacing the web, and it's about the missing children, the 1,500 missing children. Now, what I've been doing for my research is I've been trying to figure all this out, piece as much as I can together. And what so far I've learned is that it is confirmed there is many